Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy brilliant sunshine today across interior New York and New England, complements of high pressure at the surface and just a slight northwest breeze. This will keep the humidity down as well. As the sun gets higher in the sky, temperatures will reach the upper 70s to right around 80 for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and it will be calm. As a result, temperatures will drop down to seasonably cool levels but comfortable, with readings back into the lower to middle 50s. That same high pressure at the surface will slide to the east and a southwest wind flow will develop tomorrow. This will help push temperatures into the lower 80s on average with slightly higher humidity. At the same time, a big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will begin to push into our region. This will only create even warmer air, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and as a result, the weather will be dry tomorrow and will continue that warming trend into the second half of the weekend and especially through a good portion of next week. There will be a little ripple of energy riding over the top of that ridge on Sunday, and as a result, we run the risk at a passing shower thunderstorm, but this will widely be the exception rather than the rule as temperatures reach the middle 80s. Hazy, hot, and humid weather will greet us for the first few days of next week. Temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and even into the upper 80s and near 90 through the middle of next week. With the increased humidity, we do run the risk at a shower or thunderstorm here or there, but nothing too organized heading through the middle of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erica, located about 65 miles south-southeast of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Erica is moving toward the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Erica will move over the Dominican Republic this afternoon, move near the Turks and Caicos Island tonight, and near the central and northwestern Bahamas tomorrow and tomorrow night. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is forecast this afternoon and tonight as Erica moves over land, followed by little change in strength through Saturday night. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for Puerto Rico and for the central and southeastern Bahamas, but has been discontinued for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the northwestern Bahamas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho, and Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 set in 1948, and the record low 42 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, comfortable with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, low humidity with highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity, warmer in the lower 80s,
A mix of sun and clouds, the outside risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, even warmer and more humid Monday and Tuesday in the middle to upper 80s. And upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and more humidity on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.